Yitzim and Shin Lamed Daled. Sif Beis, Mishtabura Sif Katan Vav, and we did most of the Mishtabura, we're holding towards the end of it. Last word on the line, three lines before the end of that Sif Katan. Visa B'Sefer Maril B'Shemet Maharash. The Hevio Bel Yoraba. So Yoraba quotes that the Maril says in the name of the Marash. I'm not sure who the Marash is exactly. V'Shas Hazam, in the times when there was literally anger, which means when they were having the pogroms. Shemisyarm Hoshanosim Yubayu V'Yachtu Es Asher Loi. So the people, they would come in and they would just take whatever they want. Mutal Yisrael letalta ma'isav afel mechutz la'erev ayin sham. So the Jew can take his money with him, even chutz la'erev. But va'ayin le'el b'simin shenalef siftam gimel b'ago ubetaz b'magen avram p'imagad hamsham dein mutter. So the heter was, we're going to mata, this is the rabbanon, carrying it shaloi kederech with a shinoi. And my guess was that there was elements of, besides this issue, I mean, there was a safety element in it as well. Having the money available might just eventually be able to save his life in the whole situation. So there was a cheshbon, not just, besides just the Hatzolos Hamomen, which over here we're being a little more discreet about, but there was also that probably that other element as well.
What do you mean by
more discreet? Over here, we're matter to carry it. As far as we seem to be going, was we were matter to Tiltu Muksa. And we were not matzah to carry it's kutz la'erev. Right, and over there they're being matzah even more than that. Okay, now in Sivs Kut and Zion, so this opinion said the Malkum Seder, we can override this from Muksa. Mishabro Zion, Cholzadavka Midat Leka or Halistim Shabol Harbe. So this heter is not just whenever you have a loss you can override muksa. The heter is because the person is very, we're, the whole situation is a very overwhelming.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a towel.
Is a very overwhelming situation, and that will. So we're afraid if we don't come up with something like the heter, people will just do who knows what. So we had before a case where it was raining on Schar, which is Muksa. We did not allow the Yisrael to move it. You had merchandise. Rain on the merchandise, yeah. Okay. Then even over here, there's the Yes Misha Yisrael. Who does a Rashba? I only have a Simon Shin Zion Sifhei. So them Shama Machabri, Kadeh Rishana. Thank you very much. The Shulchan Aruch over there was Sosim Gedera Rishana Shishnoa Bistoma Kedasa. He brought the first opinion of Heter as a stam. Over here he brings Yesh Matirim Yesh Oyser. So when you bring a Yesh and a Yesh, the usual rule is that they actually pass like the second opinion. But over there he brings the opinion of the Matirim as stam. And the opinion of Oyster as a Yesh, and then the rule is the other way around. If you bring the opinion, one opinion as Stam, and one opinion as a Yesh, then the Kripsak is like the opinion which is brought as a Stam. Kedas Ram, this is Shus Mutal Yerei and Yehudi Malkam Shus Tzarach Ledaber the Tzarach Mit Harbe Vayin Shom Eskados and Malkam Ram the Davka Malkam Sheish Hepsed Gadol. Now this is going on the last part over here. That feel telling a Yehudi to move it according to this opinion is also, and that we said no. That's the rule of telling the guy to move it, mumuksa, it's a shoes to shoes to makam hefsid, but the definition of hefsid has to be a hefsid gadol. Okay. Now we define hefsid gadol.
What's the case?
Asking a guy to do to move muksa.
No, what's the case here?
Asking the guy to move muksa.
What's the hefsid?
I don't know. Whatever the hefsid is. Oh, the case over here is because of the lake or because of a nosim. The case over there was just said, he just said hefsid.
Oh,
yeah. In Shin Zion. There he brought the opinion of the Rashi with the shoes to shoes that asking a guy to move muksa is mutter b'makom hefsid. But he's just saying that the Magen Avraham says that means hefsid gadol. And we define hefsid gadol based on the person. Violet was in Shin Zion, Sefutes, Han the Sham Sosam and Machabri Bidea Rishana, the Mutter Lermer, call a Matzel in a Mafsid, Abisham and Mela, maybe in Yehudi. There's a new heter over here. In a case where you're not asking the guy to do it, and the guy when he does it, he's doing it like the denafshe, which means he's doing it because he's going to get paid for it. So now, in that situation, he's not acting as a real shliach of the Yisrael because he's doing it to get paid. Even so, you cannot ask him directly. You can just make an announcement, call a matzal and a mafsid, and then when the guy realizes that means he's going to get paid, and he's matzil, he's doing a daita d'nafshei to get his money. So that's mutter. The makor for that is actually more in regards to a fire. Even though we can't ask the guy to put out the fire, we can say kolamatzil enu mafsid. We can say kolamatzil enu mafsid. And he's connecting that back that that when it comes to other types of potential losses as well, we can also do that. Okay. Okay.
So what happened? Let's see if this man is a clear case where there was a very isolated house in the Cleveland Bellabus. So to contact the fire department, then they're certainly doing it after the next day, no? It's their job. They have to do it.
Yeah, but he has no right. Over there, That's an interesting question. For the contacting is the first challenge. Can he ask the guy to call them? Right? He can't call them himself.
Right, but that's Hefsid Gadol.
Hefsid Gadol wasn't allow him. No, asking a guy to call. Right, I understand. Now, call the matzah and the mafsid in the modern version of it. What would the halacha be? It's an interesting question. How do we look at them? In other words, their job is to be available for anybody in the community to service the people of the community. So they're doing the do-all that donation because they're getting paid for it.
They're getting paid by the government, not by you. And if they don't do it, they'll lose their jobs. It's their responsibility to do it.
Fire department needs people.
That's once. I mean, okay. I don't know. It's just a question. They're getting paid whether they put out the fire or not. They're not getting paid for putting out the fire.
If they don't lose their jobs. They're very motivated to do it for themselves.
Right. I'm going to digest that.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Sif Gimel. The Sif Gimel starts with the part which is obvious, then it moves to the part which is you only send the purpose of the first half once you see the second half. So Hitzel Pas Nakia. If you already saved Pas Nakia, which is fine flour, the flour which has been taken out all of the psyllus out of it. Lo yatzel pas hadra, where appears pas she nitel hadra da hano pas suben. it doesn't have any glory to it, which means it's lacking glory because it is pasum, which has all of the subin, all of the unwanted parts of the grain in the flour. So that sounds pretty obvious. Well, ibchashori, the chiddush is all the way around. The person first grabbed bread, and he ended up grabbing the pasadra, and then he realizes that there was some pasdakia available. He's allowed to go back and save pasdakia, even though he has mazon shalosudas. We can go back and save the pasdakia. Okay. So the first half is like of course, why would I think it's mutter? The chiddush is of the second half of the sif. Okay, sif katan yud. Hitzel pas, afilo hitzel hu pas harbe, reshar mene beso gamken la hatzel, kalechon mosin shalosh sudas, apshechom lechom ishaloi, the whole charitiru la hatzel shalosh sudas. Each member of the household can go and save three meals worth. They don't say that they have to join him in his food. And even if he has food, he happened to take out before Shabbos to the chutzner. He took out some food to eat, and then he left it there and went back. And then the fire broke out. He can save three sudas worth. He's not eating, still mutter. Pasadra, then can shaykhis or armo lomer pasadra nichli. You can't argue. Well, I really prefer the pasadra. No, you don't. But all the way around is shori. So all the way around is mutter. Now, zogt the Mishabura, Bafila Khakil Yochala Hatzo Pasadra, Machakhnakia. He bets him ended up saving for himself food for the weekday. Because he saved three meals worth of pasadra and then three meals worth of pasnakia. So he has six meals worth. Right? So we're going to be matter for him the chachila to first save the pasadra because you kept it the kanos of three. He says, "Oh, pasadra! Who wants pasadra?" And I'll go back and save three meals worth of pasnakia. Okay, who had in the boss of a dog and a shar mishneni minim? I feel him hits over kvar minim. Minechad yochel lomer b'minah sheni ani chafetz. So we say he saved the meals worth of a type of food. He says, you know what, change my mind, I'd rather have a different type of food. So as much as Chazal put a limit, as long as he's working within the rules of Chazal, Chazal don't mind him saving more. We'd like him to save more, just we're afraid of the behilus. But as long as we're going to create a system which is going to force him to work within the system, we're controlling the behilus, and we're not worried about him putting out the fire. Dalam, it's still the Mishnah Kippurim of the Shabbos. Now the scenario is a Gemara Mishnah the Shabbos. The scenario is talking about a case where Shabbos and Yom Kippur came out back to back. In our calendar, that will never happen. When they're Mekadosh Al Piriya, theoretically that could happen. They would try to avoid that. But the Mishabur is going to say, so why are we bringing this halacha down? Because in a scenario where Yom Kippur came out to be on Thursday, and the person knows that given the situation, wherever the fire is, etc., there'll be no food available to buy on Friday, then he could be matzal on Thursday, Yom Kippur, for Shabbos, which comes afterwards. So until me Yom Kippurim the Shabbos, I will love me Shabbos Yom Kippurim, or v'yomtiv will love the Shabbos of Boaz. He can't save for on Shabbos for what to eat after Yom Kippur, or he can't save on Shabbos the tzarich yomtiv or for the next Shabbos. That he should have what to break his fast on. That he's even though it's for the tzarich chol, That's mutter. We make kibbutz on the Shabbos. To be on the Shabbos, lo yuchal hachin. So, since on Shabbos the person cannot prepare any food, so whatever food he has ready, that's all he has. So we allow him to be matzal on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. So he'll make something on Yom Tov. Go find some food. So why should matzal on Shabbos? When the time he needs the food, he's allowed to do whatever it takes to get it. In our calendar, Yom Kippur and Shabbos do not fill out back to back. Because of Shulchan Aruch, Zeh HaSif, the reason why Shulchan Aruch quoted this Sif was because Lashmina Dim Yom Kippur Mechal B'Yom Chamishi V'Yodeh Shal Yim Selikdus Ala Shabbos B'Yom Shishi Sumatzila. Mother in Surahakas, he's allowed to save one meal's worth, Minasakala. She's out of oik, Kishalo Yizdam al Hamalechel. We're concerned about that they would have to be forced to continue fasting until they find food. So we're allowed them to save one meal's worth. Now we have a good question. We're saying if it's Shabbos and Yom Kippur is Motzi Shabbos, you cannot be Matal on Shabbos for the ice fast after Yom Kippur. And now we're saying you're allowed to be Matal on Yom Kippur for the ice fast because it's dangerous. So why don't we should argue that this heter should go that far as well. Since Shabbos is Chomer, and this the Cheshash Sekana is not that common, they were matter. So now an interesting question comes up. So let's say nowadays, I mean, it is relevant that Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, and the fire breaks out. Is he allowed to be matzal for the after Yom Kippur? We're arguing on Shabbos, you can't be matzal for afterwards because it's more chomer. So the chomer in that situation, you shouldn't be mutter. So the Moshe Dishar brings from Renison Karelitz, he says that in that situation, since it's immediately afterwards, they're matzal. Over here, it's also in conjunction with the fact that there's a whole day in between before you're going to need the food, so it's like a big hefsek. So the matzah on Shabbos, the tzar, something's going to be in, 30 hours from now. That's that. They weren't matzah.
Yom Kippur, the Isur Melacha is curries.
I'm sorry?
The Isur Melacha on Yom Kippur is an Isur curries. Is that right?
Correct.
So it's not really that much Melachah, an Isur Skila, an Isur curries. It's not like this Yom Tov, it's only an Isur Lav. It's an Isur curries. So saying Shabbos is Melachah, but it's...
That's what he's saying. It's also a judgment of the fact that you're being matzal on Shabbos for something which you're going to need 30 hours from now, not immediately. So that itself is a lack of the covenant. Chazal said because of the respect for Shabbos, we're not going to be matzal them. Hey, matzil in the chaylo v'zaken l'rabson k'benani. So we're matzal for all different people, even people who eat very minimally. There, a person's a chel or a zaken, or the opposite of a person who's a rabson. A person eats a lot. The shit that your matzah was the standard amount of people, the average person would eat. Tetzvah l'chel l'zaken l'chil kacham and b'shir shalosh sudas ben l'halko ben l'hachker. Similar to that we said before, even a person's fasting, we're allowed to be matzah. Okay, now the Gemara says Sivav Hadei Matzilin Elamaz and Shalosudas Hanadavke B'Shnei Kelim. He's carrying it out in multiple containers, so we have a limit. Avakliyachon Matzilin Afiliyesh B'Meiasudas. If it's a large container and he can put a lot of stuff, put a lot of things in it, that's mutter. Afiliperas Talisoi. He took off his talis, the kippel, and he folded it up. V'Heibi of the Soichai. And then he went and brought items to put on the talus. And because we keep over behavior the circle, kimin shemotzi a kovah pamachas. The mice, it's going to be one big sack. It's end up being one big cloth, which he bundles up and carries it out over his shoulder, right? So, but it's going to be one act of hutzah, even though within the house he's gathering from multiple places into one spot. So, I could argue the whole idea is he shouldn't be ball running hither and yon within the house to get more items to stick on the cloth to then fold up and carry it outside. Maybe it should be osur. Chazal didn't answer that. Okay, Tezayim Peres to the Yisrael Filu Im Hoyeb Amozin Mekama Kalim Umara Oysan Lasech Atala Shori. Even though it comes in multiple containers, it's mutter. But Aloniach Harbik Kalim Meleim Metoch Atala Salhotziv Basachas Also Kimin Shem Kalim Melucholok. Even though it's one big sack, but since it, really the reality is each one is in separate keli, that goes into the heter.
Does not. What's the
story? Irving. Okay, Zion. Mutter lahatzah kli tashmishay hatzichim alo seyayim kagon koses v'kiternigos. So besides the food, the person can also save the kelim he needs to be able to eat his meal. The kosis, we kiternios, kosis are cups, kiternios are like we're containers of chalal liquid. Mishabura Yudzayan, wood in shark kelim at sichim loy the tsarch sudoisob, whatever he needs for the meals, can go in kapos, misakinim, wikadoma, he needs spoons, he needs knives. All those things are mutter. Okay, so that's food. That's food and the utensils for the food. Ches, ulevish komasha yochel lilbesh umotzi uparshit. He can dress himself multiple layers. Go outside, take off those layers. Because ulevish umotzi uparshit, go back inside, and again put on multiple layers of clothing. Go out and take those off, etc. Some say that even though we're allowing him to put on multiple layers and carry out multiple items of clothing at the same time, it's only the mutter one time. That we don't say go back and get three more meals worth multiple times. Mishum dehosim chashin and shem yishkach Shabbos miyichab. I'm afraid while he's doing that, again, he's just going to forget and put out the fire. V'halakim v'shloitira ela derech levisha, the fact that he can't carry it out, he has to wear it, and he's like all of a sudden wearing four jackets. He's like, why am I wearing four jackets? That itself, romi anavshe umitka, that's going to remind him not to put out the fire. He wants to carry out the clothing. He's allowed to take out the clothing he would need for the rest of Shabbos, and not more. Just like by food, we put a limit to what he can carry. But this is a totally different heter. This is a heter of wearing it out. Okay. Siftes. I'm sorry? Your test? Yes, we're sure. Okay, so there's one who said you can't do it multiple times. The psak is that it's mutter to do it multiple times. Thank you. Okay. Sif test. Ramalacherim, boy of Atsilo, the Kham Kolech, and Mazen Shalash Sudas. So he can invite other people to come and save. And they could also take out Mazen Shal Sudas. Each person can take out Mazen Shal Sudas. V'cham Lilbush Komash Yuchlu Lilbush. And they can also come and be Matzel and put on clothing and take out clothing for him. Now, he said, Atzilu Lachem. In Reutzim Zoichab Amin Hefker, Kim in the Omer Atzilu Lachem. You could be Matzel for yourselves. So, if they want, they can keep it, because that's what he said. And that's what we're allowing him to say. If they want to exchange the items for pay for their work, they can do that as well. It's not considered Schar Shabbos. Okay. He can't ask them to save for him. What he's allowed to do is three suddas, and he can't ask them to do more for him than that. What he could tell them is they could take for themselves. We had before a discussion, maybe the neighbors could come and take without him asking him. Without him asking them, even though doing it for him. But if he's asking already, he cannot ask that they should do more than what he's allowed. Because of the chayodim, the efshel lat me'atzam yechalam ha'atzol b'shvilo yafil yosem mishal asudas. If they're doing it on their own for him, so they can do it. Not only they can do it, but they can even do more than gimel sudas. Why? What they're saving for themselves, they're the owner, as it were. They're saving from the fire, so they're saving from the fire. They only can, for themselves, they can only take three sudas worth. If they're saving for him, they can take even more than three sudas worth. And but he cannot ask them to do that. But if they decide on their own volition to do that for him, fine. Become the bush.
He can take it.
If they give it to him, he can accept it. He cannot ask them to do it. Okay. Now, they can be loyish. Come on, shirkul the bush. When it comes to clothing, he can ask them to help him. Why? By food, which Chazal put a limit to how much you're allowed to save. All he can say is, if he's asking already, he has to take for yourself, because they cannot save for him more than the Gimel Sudas. There's a limit to how much you can eat. Theoretically, a person could, put clothing on and off the whole Shabbos if he wanted to, whatever reason. So he could theoretically be using those clothing. Masha'en by the meal, he can't say, save me more than three meals worth, because he already has his three meals worth. So what's he saving for? He's not going to eat more than that. Elamai what? He's asking to save for him for after Shabbos, that they weren't matur. You can save for yourself, but over here theoretically you could use all of the clothing on Shabbos.
The other people can save for themselves.
Yeah.
You can save for yourself.
Mashakasa b'mroitzim. Now, therefore, if they want to keep it for themselves, they're allowed to do that. That comes out, it's not referring to the clothing, because the clothing he asked them to save for him. It's talking about the mozin, which he told them to save for themselves. If they want, they can exchange that for pay. If they want, they can keep it. Keep it. Why don't we say, listen, the fire broke out, it's going to all get destroyed, so it gets a din of hefker, even though the person did not clear it. By saying atzil lechem, he's saying take for yourselves, so he declared it hefker. He didn't say anything, but I want to take it. No.
Because
I was busy going, planning to go get some other Jews to help, who would take it for themselves, but I know that there are people who would return it to me. So I had no intent to be after it, because I don't think it's lost.
Aren't they chayav to be maksa for him? Assuming there's no sakana. And mashav saveda.
It's not automatically hefker in saying that, well, this is zut shayam, that it's gone. It's automatically hefker because there's ways to save it. But once he declares hatzil lochem, so now it's hefker. Would they be mechuyev to, well, on their own, they mechuyev to go offer to help? I don't know. I mean, I don't know whether
it's... Isn't that called a Shabbos Aveda?
It is called a Shabbos Aveda. The question is, I don't know, you know, if there's any element that, you know...
Assuming no Sakan,
I mean, I would give the help, right? We met him right to Mlizkos, so they don't want to take it from him. That they realize he didn't really want to be after it. He would rather have it back. So that they can get, they can exchange it, for, but they will have to get paid for all of their efforts. That they're allowed to do. Well, obviously, Kar Shabbos. So why isn't it Kar Shabbos? The Mikor Alav Adaita the Skar Pula Nachsi. Because the case, remember, the bets and they recorded it as hefker, so it's their money, it's their food. So there's no, they weren't doing it for him. So there's no action being done. Which, oh, I'm paying you for your work of saving, that you saved for me. I didn't save for you, I saved for myself. Now I'm, as it were, charging you some money to get it back. So that's not Skar Shabbos. If they returned it, then they didn't ask. They said, listen, really it belongs to me. I'm willing to give it back. I want to charge you for it. They didn't do that. They didn't give it back. And said, you know, but they came with the one later on. Said, you know, I'd like some money. So so what's that? What's the loch over there? So he says, B'chol b'vadi tzirich l'shalom loy. B'shabbos yesh svorah lermed who's char Shabbos. So what they're saying really was, we that on the weekday, which, you know, there's no... That even if the person's... We had no intention to be kind of, we just want to do the work for you, and we like to get paid for our work. So they did all das to get paid, so you have to pay them. And that's why they gave it back, because they don't own the item. And they just trusted they'd be able to ask the balabais to pay them for their work. But on Shabbos, they can't say that. Because if that would be true, it would be Skar Shabbos. Elamai want, they said, no, we were kind of the item, and we want to get paid, we're charging you for it, so why'd you give it back for free? So, once they give it back, they can't say we were kind of from Hefker and we want money. And therefore, what they're asking for is pay for their work. That's Kar Shabbos. That these circumstances where people would have these situations, so Yish, even the din of machusa was that the Yish doesn't work and it still belongs to the original owner. After the halacha shani kiman shomer atzilachem, but over here he person declared atzilachem. But to take advantage of this person's situation, that they should be cut from hefker and then charge it to get it back, there's an element of, which means then it's like they were working for him on Shabbos. So that's not appropriate to do.
Who is this who's doing the saving?
So the city of over here. Keep it shaman till the I'm a shabura, who be the remark and Romabach. We next up, Posh of the Dasa Turba Shakonar, who came Mistabra, the Mloy Omer Klala till the Lachem, Lohavi Hefter, Mimela. Like, it's not Hefter. The Lodom is Zutu Shoyam, this is not Zutu Shoyam, Kamosha Kazo Bach, the Motzi Lahat, Layere and Yehudi, or Yere and Oshim Yisraelim, Shematilim Matsirim, the Baleim. Chances are I'm going to get it back. Avli Ma'amr Boyo Vatzilu Vele Omer Lachem Amai Enem Yecharlem Liskus Boy. Now, he already asked them to do it, means he said, I'm not getting somebody else. But he didn't say Lachem. So what should happen? Lamais, he cannot ask them to do it for him because that's Osir. He, as it were, indicated he's not planning to get somebody else because Haraya, he asked these people, not anybody else. He said, "Boy, what's Silu?" So that it's not, even though it's not Lochem that he said they could take care of themselves, but he's not saying that they should act as a shliach, and maybe so. At the end of the day, it's not automatically happening. Okay.